Friday, February 24th, 2012. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman. Making headlines. Two people have been arrested following violence during President Jacob Zuma's ANC centenary address in Cape Town yesterday, police said. Several ANC Youth League members were thrown out for the Good Hope Centre when they started singing during Zuma's speech, SABC Radio reported. An SABC cameraman was hit with a chair while filming an anti-Zuma protest outside the venue. ANC spokesperson Jackson Mthembu told the broadcaster the protesters had clearly intended to disrupt Zuma's speech. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says his department will use the 2010-2011 District Health Barometer to reflect and reassess its interventions for the coming years. Speaking at the launch of the report, which presents snapshots of how the country's health districts provide primary health care to the population, Motsoaledi said it confirmed progress in a number of government policies and interventions. Albeit far from the WHO budget, the DHB indicated that the country's districts were making progress in HIV testing and prevention, prevention of mother-to-child HIV transmission, curing TB, preventing malnutrition, and reducing or curing communicable diseases. Gauteng toll fees are set to become a fact of life, and the law and government will tolerate no disobedience, government spokesperson Jimmy Manyi said. He advised freeway users in the province to buy their e-tags, the use of which allow drivers a substantial discount on the fees charged. This is not just a bad dream, it's a reality. It is going to happen. No one should have any illusion whatsoever that this thing is going to go away. It's a fact of life and it's going to happen, Manyi said. Manyi was briefing reporters at Parliament in Cape Town following Cabinet's fortnightly meeting the day before. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.